413 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 381. This man Frank had stepped out of his office to answer a call of nature. He would have remembered it, and if he wouldn't have remembered it, at least he wouldn't have stated so repeatedly and unqualifiedly that he never left his office. Only on the stand here, when he faces an honest jury, charged with the murder and circumstances stacked up against him, does he offer the flimsy excuse that these are things that people do unconsciously and without any recollection. But this man, Scott, in company with Black, after they found that little Montine Stover had been there at exactly the time that old Jim Conley says that man with this poor little unfortunate girl had gone to the rear, and on May 3rd, the very time that Montine Stover told them that she had been up there, at that time this Pinkerton detective Scott, an honest and honorable man as ever lived, the man who said he was going hand in hand with the police department of the city of Atlanta, and who did, notwithstanding the fact that some of the others undertook to leap with the hare and run with the hounds, stood straight up by the city detectives and by the state officials and by the truth, put these questions on May 3rd to Leo M. Frank. He said to Frank, "From the time you got to the factory from Montag Brothers until you went to the fourth floor to see White and Denham, were you inside your office the entire time?" Answer, "I was," again says Scott. "And Mr. Scott, in jail, when Frank didn't know the importance of the proposition, because he didn't know that little Montine Stover had said that she went up there and saw nobody in his office." Scott came at him from another different angle. "From the time you came from Montag Brothers until Mary Fagan came, were you in your office?" And Frank said yes. "From 12 o'clock, says Scott, "until Mary Fagan entered your office, and thereafter until 12:50, when you went upstairs to get Mrs. White out of the building, were you in your office?" Answer, "Yes." "Then," says Scott, "from 12 to 12:30, every minute during that half hour, were you in your office?"